Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I thank you for taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. And I'm praying we're going to have a good night. So, kick back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Let's get it.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail carousel or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
I'm thinking, walking and stealing, seeing and looking and lurking, hiding in the bushes like a lion in the jungle. See, here I think I'm the king. I think I'm ruler of my domain. CEO is my title. So I continue to smile and know that I'm worthwhile. See, I don't let them come against me. They can talk about me, but they can't stop me. They can envy me. They cannot like me. But it's fine with me because I know who I am. I know where I come from. You see, I know that I'm a miracle, hysterical in this circle. Freestyle king, king of this ring. So it's fine with me. I'm well with myself. As long as Jesus says it's okay, so then I'm pushing it. I'll continue to ride with it. And I'm okay with it. You see, I need my haters. They make me stronger. They push me up. They make me go forward. They give me that thrive that I need. They don't give me the hate. They give me the love to pray for them because they don't know what they do. They don't know that they push me to the top. Truth.
So thumbs always stick out. Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your brain turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm act like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to share. The chiller wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked it door still. Nice guys finish last and that ain't changing. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars gotta glisten. Deep down, he was hurt, turns back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose instead of the shortcut. He took the maybe. When everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So he made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out, so they called him the sore thumb, cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it. Dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing. Successful at that, so they started pursuing. Every single thing they want goes, first chance taking. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves. See the only positive rapper spitting in the club. Still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the cyphers, even though they ain't invite him. But no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words. Spit poetry in motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, will he stay with Adidas? To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different, dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore thumb, but he goes by ill will. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name easy to pick out. So they called him a sore thumb, but they stick out. Been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name easy to pick out. Called him a sore thumb.
Yo, Black Dust, I thank you for this one, baby.
Woo!
To poet Tim Jackson. This one gonna be an anthem.
Exclusive.
Got them Dark Matter cats in the building.
Exclusive.
The homie Big Swag, Marcus Cox. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
G-I-L-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
T-I-M. J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
This is next level spoken word power. So many voices coming through the airways do not deserve power. So I will change frequencies, take spoken word to a very high level. How many poets you know got the voice that got the voice to say goodbye, devil? So bear witness to this soul rebel. This is legendary, prophetic, poetic, redemption music. Out to collect and correct the minds before we lose it. And I can't let that happen. Too many brothers out here doing the wrong thing with their rapping. And my hands ain't clapping. So I got the trumpets blowing. Got them horns sounding off. I got them trumpets blowing.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
And I'ma take the leadership position. Seen a lot of people looking up the music, but they ain't leaders. Man, how they get in that position? They just standing in position, playing their position, while I'm standing on something, taking me higher like I'm on something. And since you think I'm on something, your swag, we on something.
Why? The sky turned green. Them Dark Matter boys must be back on the scene. If Wayne's not in prison, Wayne's back on the lean. This shit right here will cause your backbone to lean. I dealt with them demons. Back to the green, the type that's smoking, that's counted in machines. See, I be going hard, so you know I make it happen. I don't need a 9 to 5, so I guess I keep rapping. Don't you worry about my whips, and now my chips keep stacking. I don't touch the ground, but my people still trapping. Trying to be between the lines, see,
If I make it happen, keep sticking, you will find it. He said, I'm packing. I flow like I'm 18. We roll like the 18 with no bands. We ride like B's and B's. We not on the scene, boy, we own the scene. Don't let my people show you what I mean. Cause we rolling with the T-I-M-J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Can I get an amen?
Amen, amen, amen.
Can I get an amen?
When there's a storm, yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slid in there. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips. Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in-tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So at this time, I just want to thank everybody for taking time out on your Tuesday via web. I thank you for taking time out also via phone for calling in at 323-642-1532. Glad to have you guys on the line, and thank you for rocking out with me. And so I'm open to open mic lines and shout-out lines. If you want to do a shout-out, you want to poetry, sing, rap, as long as you keep it clean and positive, we got you. I try my best to, you know, to support all artists, but make sure you send me clean versions so I can actually put it on the air. and with that being said, we got my brother from another mother on the line. What's up, Ill Will, in the building? How you doing?
Salutations. Good evening. How you doing, China?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Everything is on the up, speaking everything to existence. We got victory. And you
Amen.
Do too.
Amen. I receive that.
Yes, ma'am. I want to go ahead and hop in, go ahead and share real quick.
Okay.
I never really explained why we're doing this. I'm just coming from an angle, but the same, we congruent this. I'm not disturbing your peace. That's ludicrous. I realize your time is valuable, and I could ruin this moment that we have to connect and learn. You see, people steady jumping lines to protect your turn. See, some people want pension. The enemy needs your attention. So I use my words to uplift you like suspension in a system where we all connected. If one fails, we all affected. The leader of them sore thumbs, and we all eclectic. We think that way. Let your light shine. We bling that way. To get on first base, I swing that way. Don't talk chess, but play chess and teach the next to invest in it. If nobody told you yet, your test will be a testament or testimony. Either way, it ain't about you. Tell me, what is your name worth if they can't vouch you? Exactly. It takes time, but best believe that it gets sweeter. We on the clock like we'll never get to see the meter. So get busy and operating your calling. I know excuses from efforts. No celebrating your stallings. In a nation, we procrast. Hesitation, it won't last. You know why I'm here. This is the fifth or fourth class. The cat is out the bag. I'm here to stay, and I'm on a mission. And did I mention I'm from Kenton, but was raised in Grifton? I'm North Carolina bred, and I should wear it more. Yo, stop liking my videos and just share it more. It ain't about you. It's about the next person we can reach. Because only God knows what the next generational speech will sound like, look like, or even feel like. Yo. We all need to feel loved and not feel liked. Don't feel slight, but just go hard for what you believe. And have faith your tree can go from that mustard seed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and let them know how they can link up with you and about your upcoming event.
Man, link up with me right now. I keep it simple. Hit me up on Facebook, Ill Will the Illest. And everything goes straight from there, music and everything. I'm doing some rebranding and things that I'm doing, but hit me up on Facebook. I talk back. I interact. Ill Will the Illest. Coming up soon, I actually have had another door open up. So coming soon, actually, let me look at this. I am prepared. I'm not ill prepared. So this coming May 15th, up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I'll be performing at a Infinite Art Studios doing a presentation of artists, and I was presented with the opportunity to perform on May 15th. That's a Sunday morning, actually. So we we worship him with will, but at 10 a.m. And it's just one of the first doors to open with a program that he got going on in Fayetteville. Just one of the first, and just wanted to put my foot in the door and start something rolling from there. And also Amen. Following that, you guys can catch me on June 18th for the Juneteenth celebration in Kinston, North Carolina at the African-American Music Trail.
Yeah.
Hopefully China will be there too, but we're doing the Juneteenth Festival. It's going to be vendors, clothing brand, and everything. We'll be there, have a table set up, but I'll also actually be performing there. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., but you can catch me at 6:45. But I recommend everybody get there at 4 o'clock to experience the whole thing for Juneteenth, and that's June 18th. In Kinston, North Carolina, at the African American Music Heritage Show. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's where you can get. That's my update for right now. Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you about your upcoming event in Fayetteville. You're actually gonna tear Fayetteville by storm. I already know, and also the Juneteenth event. I haven't been asked to come. This is the first year I haven't been asked to come back. So I don't know. I haven't heard from the library. So, yeah, I've been doing it since I started with the Arts Council, but not Arts Council, but the library, but I hadn't heard from them this year. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if, you know, hopefully, but I most definitely want to come and support you. I probably had to slide in and slide out because Illusions is that same night. And
mm-hmm.
actually, the whole weekend is on June 17th, the whole Juneteenth weekend. The Arts Council is actually hosting the Paint and Punch. And so,
wow.
And my band will be performing at the Paint and Punch.
Is it on that exact day?
It's on the 17th. So then
okay.
on the 18th.
It's also that same night?
Yeah, my band will be here for the whole weekend because they'll be here. They're actually going to be in Kinston the whole weekend. So the 17th,
okay.
they'll be at the Arts Council for the Paint and Punch. It's a... Yeah, so that's going to be a really big event, first event that my band will actually be featuring, along with one of my singers, Kathy Songbird Watkins, and DSC Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
which is Dave Fine China Entertainment. And June 18th will be Illusions.
Okay.
Event. So Illusions will be June 18th that night, but I want to fly through and see you perform. Just let me know when you go on, because I want to be there.
Yeah, definitely. And to speak on even just of your call, I'm going to be honest with you, I wouldn't be in there or have that invitation if you hadn't cracked that door open and doing what you did. I know you say you didn't get a call, but you the laureate. Is it laureate or laureate? I'm going to get getting the word
laureate.
Mixed up. But
you got it right.
Yeah. at the same time, you wouldn't want it any other way, but he's still making a way for you. It's all going to work out.
Oh, amen. Speaking of May 14th, I'll actually be featuring at an event for Sisters Crown and Sisters. This is something new I've never been to before nationwide, so I'm excited about it. It's actually going to be here in Kent. I'll give y'all. And also, May 21st is Illusions Open Mic Night. We do open mic once a month. This is my time for me and a special time for me because I normally go on vacation in May. It was something that I'm actually going to East the Green. It was something that my best friend who passed away, God rest her soul, Tawanda, she passed away in 2014 in January. And she used to make me go on vacation. And I kind of feel like I'm slipping.
Yeah.
But I chose to do it this year, to do a show this year. So maybe in there sometime. I didn't take any month off this year. So this is the first time I have done this since Illusion started.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I haven't done it since 2009. So this would be something different for me.
Embrace it all. New territory. Embrace it all.
Oh, yeah. But thank you so much for sharing.
No problem. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Anytime. And I know you're going to do your thing.
Likewise. Congrats again on your opening as well.
Thank you so much. I'm congratulating you in advance. All right. So my nugget for tonight, today was a bit melancholy for me. A friend of mine, who I grew up with, she's older than me, but grew up with, I found out she passed away this morning. And that she died this morning and broke my heart. So I just want to say rest in peace, Charlie Teach. She was the CEO of Charlie Angel Care, just phenomenal woman who did a lot. She looked out for all of us. She took us under our wing. Our kids are actually friends, and I used to babysit her daughter. I'm just praying for the whole entire family. Try not to get choked up, but this is actually a portion of, this is the main reason for my nugget for tonight. That's one reason why I played, I don't know if y'all noticed, I kind of did like some snippets of different songs, but I didn't play the whole thing because I had my reasons. There's always a reason behind my madness if you know anything about me. But my nugget for today is time is precious. And so is life. So love the ones you're with. Treat the ones that are in your life right. Don't miss out on saying hello. Don't miss out on giving hugs. Don't miss out on loving on people, spending time with people. It is good to, there's nothing wrong with saying how you feel about somebody to someone else, but it's so much greater to hear it and that person receive their flowers while you're on the phone with them. That's the reason why I did what I did with Will tonight. When I was talking to him, I gave him his flowers, and I'm happy for you, and I want to see you grow, and I want to see you soar. I want to see you become who God deems you to be, and I'll always want that for anybody. I try my best to share what I have with you, and I do it once a month. I do it every single week and once a month, and I do it every day, Monday through Saturday, with my client as a substance use counselor. And, just taking a moment. If y'all don't mind, I just want to do a moment of silence. And thank y'all for doing that moment of silence. I just had to take a moment to just thank God for the people that we've had in our lives. I know a lot of us have lost family members, friends. I've lost a lot of friends, like, just doing this. Just since I've been doing this, I lost a lot of friends. And I almost lost my own life, you know. More times than I can count. I can't even just say twice anymore. But I know I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm taking a moment to pour into myself. That self-care, that self-love. I'm proud of myself for doing that. I pray that you do the same. This is just me giving you my nugget. I am a bit emotional tonight, but I am praying for all of you to just keep pushing, keep loving, and don't forget people. Love on them. You know, even the strong people need hugs too. And strong people get weak. Superman got weak. Superman flew away for a moment because he was needed all the time, but I know he needed somebody too, you know, just using it as a metaphor. But with that being said, I'm so sorry, Jackie. What's up, Jackie, for my emotional moment. But thank you so much for calling in, Jackie.
I thought you had forgot I was on the line.
No, I did not. I just was trying to go ahead and share my nugget because I was already getting emotional.
Okay. Well, I want to say it's glad to be back. I've been down and out for a while, but I'm still here with you.
Amen.
I made it my business to be here tonight.
And I'm glad to have you.
Yes, I have been through hell and back. I have did it to myself. But this cancer that I have, it's not going to win. I am going to whoop it.
Amen.
Now you Man, you started this thing in 2014. Now here it is, 2022. We gonna put this thing together now. You gotta stay in here with me. You gotta be here with me for this one. I need your support. And I have came back on the 23rd. I come back. Okay.
Amen.
So, with all that being said, I go for my first round of chemo on the 5th. So I'm going to need your prayers. I'm going to need your hand. I'm going to need all of you. Just step right in and do what you do best for your girl, Jackie.
Amen.
And
I love you. I already know that. I love you, too. Thank you so much, Jackie. This is my high girl right here. Thank you, Jackie. I got to play some computer love for you. I got you.
No, I don't play no computer love. I ain't in love and mood now.
Okay, well, I got some for you.
Okay, play some else.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me, and I know without a doubt that He will bring me out, 'cause what God has for me, it is for me, it is for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me, and I know without a doubt that He will bring me out, 'cause what God has for me, what God has for me, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Y'all have a good night, and thank y'all so much for calling in to the Lyrical Cypher. Be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep being the best you know how to be. Good night.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanting this that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody loved you, baby. And you know it, you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. Somebody loved you, baby.